Well, hello, friends, and welcome to Storytime with Oma. I'm so glad you've joined me today. Remember how we talked about the day of Pentecost when the Holy Spirit came upon the disciples and Peter spoke to all those thousands of people who were baptized and joined the church? Well, let's find out about what they did when they started gathering together. So, put on your thinking cap and your listening ears, because here comes our story. Well, remember how we talked about all of the people that were baptized, about 3,000 people who were baptized in Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost? Do you know those people wanted to hear more and more about Jesus? And so they got together and they gathered together. They came and learned from the apostles, and many of them also gathered together to have some fellowship. That means getting together to enjoy time together. They would eat together and pray together and have worship together. They would worship God. It says in the Bible that awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. You see, God worked through the apostles and helped them to do many really cool things for the people in the early Christian church. There were lots of people who had things that they needed. Some people didn't have food. Some people didn't have family members to take care of them. Some people didn't have a place to stay. So the early Christians started gathering their things together. They sold their possessions, many of them, and their belongings, and then they gave to other people. In other words, they shared with each other as much as anybody had need. Every day they attended the temple together, and they also met together in their homes, and they ate together, and they were happy. And they were also generous and kind, because they knew that everything they had was given to them from God. They praised God, and they were very kind to others. So God continued to add to their number every day, more and more people who were being saved. In our churches, we hopefully also do things to help each other. Hopefully, we give of our offerings, our money that we have, so that others can be helped. We take care of people who don't have families, and we also are kind to others. We share food if that's needed, and we pray for each other, don't we? We pray for everyone and help them with whatever we can help them to have. We also praise God every time we go to church and sing praises. And we also praise God by showing His love to others. And that's why I say that every day as we're closing our time together. Thank you for joining me today. And remember, be kind to others, just like those early Christians were. Listen to your parents and show God's love to everyone. Bye-bye.